And we're back. I'm actually pretty proud of Chris and I for coming to that agreement that we were gonna.
You can't beat him, join him, and all that stuff.
Well, and it's just fair, you know. Right. We'll just race against each other. Nana. I love Nana. She's like, everybody goes to her for advice about anything, acting or otherwise. She's great. Danny's excited because we're going to win this race. And
Kyle's
at least she gets
happy.
Her opportunity. No, Kyle is ticked. He actually had a little bit more to say there, that he had a family to feed.
Right.
But it got cut. This is kind of funny, shooting this scene, because where the camera was positioned, I kept going up and down, and you couldn't really see my face, which was kind of an issue, so I was trying to, like, bring my face up so that people could see it, but it, as you can see, sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. And what is with Junior just wanting to let it all go?
Yeah.
I mean, I totally see it only from Danny's point of view. I added that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I added the scooter.
And that's a good thing of the last few episodes. Like, Danny's really come into her own. She believes that.
Yeah.
And you're right. You know, Junior's kind of like, there's no money. Let's cut our losses. Whereas that's why Danny gets so worked up, which explains why she, you know, bends the rules.
Yeah, so that things turn in her favor.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Here's Carrie. Isn't he cute?
Carrie and his Range Rover. Yes,
ooh.
Paris. I love saying that line.
Well, what do you mean?
You know, that old Jillian thing. It's kind of cheeky, really, the whole Carrie thing.
But I think that he believes that everything he's doing is to help her get to
again,
the next level.
Yeah, he's sort of bending the rules, but certainly some rough decision making. And that's Carrie's thing too. He keeps on trying to pull Chris away from, like, it's not just about wildfire, it's not just about rain tree, it's all these other things.
But he's right in that, because she is a jockey, and what he just said there,
I think
at the end, is that, you know, horses' careers are short,
exactly.
Jockeys are long, you have to make your connections.
I think he gets a little bit confused by it sometimes, too. He's like, I don't quite understand why you... And now he just wants to get her out of the country. Let's go to Paris, let's leave. I made a big old mess. I like this scene with you guys. I think you guys have a nice rapport here. The Titans meet.
I think that Danny kind of went over her options and went, Junior has 51% of the farm and he wants to sell it, which means he wins. He can sell that farm if he wants to. So Danny's checking out her options here.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I know, honey. Are you
yeah, it makes me feel old.
But you're actually not 40 something. You're not even close.
30 something.
You're not even 30 something. Now, this is the whole thing here. Who's playing who? Danny thinks that she's playing Jillian, but I think that Jillian might be playing Danny.
Because she's got the whole Matt thing going on, huh?
Well, it's not just the Matt thing. I think that she wants to, Jillian would like to stay in town, but there's more to it that's going to be coming out.
Right.
In the next episode.
I know what you're talking about now.
Ooh!
Not that we can say.
Great!
Easiest sale you've ever made.
Uh-oh.
Too easy.
Way too easy.
Kicks him what?
Did she say ass?
I think she did.
Are we allowed to say ass?
She just did.
Oh. So we can say ass. I'm sorry. It's probably all going to need to be cut. Belladonna is carrying Wildfire's child. No. No one's there.